Blog Talk Radio.
Frequency, frequently, as I release this frequency, speak to me. Every low foul listen, I please keep from me, as I release this frequency. Oh, free my city, free my seed. Bless my situation, give me freedom. Bless that generation, give them mercy. Bless the situation. Oh, be with me frequently. Bless my situation, show me love. Bless that situation, let them know. Know that you love, know that you love.
Grand day to you, beautiful souls that are tuned in this rising. I am Mr. Renee, and welcome back to Vibrate Higher. Today on Motivational Monday, we will be removing all laziness and toxicity from within and surrounding us. And to start things off, I would like to take a moment for self and others to honor those fallen in the line of U.S. duty. And although we know the military is a scam and they go fucking with folks, the deaths and the voice to, you know, left to fill these families is not. So to start things off again, I do want to take that moment of silence for them. That was probably one of the longest minutes ever in my life. But to all of my family and friends in the service, y'all might want to come home because them Anunnaki people is shaking shit up. And I don't know if y'all seen the U.S. busted down and the Inki and Anunnaki people send 50 shots back, but the shit is getting crazy. But sticking to the course, I do have a clip that I pushed up on this AM, and it resonated with this Monday's motivation. While the clip is playing, I will be pulling the card of the day and the chakra for the week, and I'll also have it posted on our TikTok. And so, yeah, let's get into this clip of today.
One of the biggest contradictions of massive success is when people go to their moms, their dads, their brothers, sister, boyfriend, girlfriend. They say, listen, one day the world's going to know who I am. One day I will have a Ferrari, the Lambo, the Rolls, the Bentley, the big house, the cars, the backyard with the big swimming pool and an elevator. I'm going to put the biggest party. I'm going to be a millionaire one day. Yet, instead of staying at the office on Friday night, you call your friends and you go party. Instead of waking up Saturday morning to go to the gym, you sleep until 10 o'clock. Instead of reading the book on Sundays, you kick back and watch movies all day long. The reality is very simple. Those who win big, they do four things right. They sleep, sweat, grind, repeat. And they do it over and over and over again until their dreams become a reality.
If you can get through to doing things that you hate to do, on the other side is greatness.
You gotta have the mentality to show up every f***ing day of your life, no matter what life throws at you. It's our responsibility to show up to the Coliseum of life, prepared for f***ing battle. I don't care what you're going through, what life's throwing at you, it's your responsibility to find your new 100%.
You still must grind. I fail at most things I do, but still I grind. I don't want to do half the shit I do. But still I grind. And that one day, you see me on a dark alley, run at 1 o'clock in the morning, no one thinks. I was grinding.
Every single day when you wake up, you got two options. You can look at the clock and hit the snooze. You can look at that snooze button, boom. You can hit the snooze button and go back to bed and dream about what you want to have. Or you can look at that snooze button, kick that clock and get up and go pursue your dreams.
You need to walk through the mud and life, God. If you ever want to get to the higher ground is where you look in the mirror and have accept that you went through the work of sweat equity at all. And the end product is something you grab up, a legacy of life, that you put your signature to, that means something. You're not speaking hollow words. You're backing those motherfuckers up with action.
That's what lions do. Lions don't give up. Lions don't quit. Lions aren't.
That's what we do for a living.
I still grind. I love to grind. If you're competing in one of my businesses, I'm going to kick your ass because I'm going to outgrind you.
You have to be willing to work in places people don't see.
While there are other guys sleeping, I'm working. While the other guys eating, I'm working.
There's a motherfucker out there who wants what you have. Who wants the position you are? Who wants the job you have? Who wants the wife that you have? Or the husband? There's someone out there hungry and wants everything you can have. So make that a motivation for you.
And mental toughness says, not only do I climb that doggone mountain, I enjoy climbing the mountain. I get a kick out the mountain. I get a kick out the weight. I get a kick out of fatigue. I get a kick out of the grind. I get a kick out of it. You take advantage of this opportunity. You let everything else go. You eat different. You study different. You practice different. We don't have forever. Let's not act like it. We're all going to die. And so I don't act like I'm going to live forever. So every opportunity I get, I murder it. Process driven. I love it. I'm about that life. I get up every morning at 3 o'clock. When I want to get up, when I don't. When I feel like it and I don't feel like. Why? Because I'm process driven. I'm not feelings driven. Champions are not feeling driven. Champions don't get up when they want to. And if we're going to be champions, process driven. Don't stop when you're tired. Stop when you're done.
I totally agree. Process driven is the way, and that spoke volumes to me this AM, because sometimes we are, you know, too tired to get up and do the things that we know we need to do. But I realize even in my tiredness, my laziness, once I get up, shit, that motion is there. So all you have to do is simply get up. And a few words that he said, Queen Rich touched on yesterday, and I feel forever indebted to her, because out of everybody that sees the moves I make physically, she sees it with her ears and feels it spiritually. She's not even in Wichita to physically see, you know, my change, my hustle, my motion, but she is the only person that has said the things that she has said when it comes to support, or, you know, sometimes just letting me know, like, hey, listen, you being modest, it's okay to pop your shit, or, you know, I can tell her things sometimes and she will have an input, and it's not that input that, you know, put fears in you or no shit like that. It's one that it could be so small, but she will speak life into me each time, and I love that woman with all my heart. We are forever locked in. And those that tuned in yesterday already know, yesterday, 528 was Queen Rich's last frequency Sunday. She did something that most people won't acknowledge. She took a step back to work on self, to continue to break those generational curses and to make a better life for her wife and kids, and I'm forever happy for her. My baby is growing up. Before I get too emotional, we already did that shit yesterday, and I ramble on any longer. I just want you to know that everyone, this is general message, it's over. I pulled a bay leaf today, and the other day I pulled one and it said end it now. And so the one I pulled today is takeaway. And I want you to think of everything you want to take away. And I'm gathering my takeaways and a few of yours, and we're going to put this shit in the air. So get a few more. And now we're just going to burn it, because, again, as the clip was going, I was working in a separation spell, little ritual, just getting all of that toxicity out of us individually and, you know, surrounding us. Because we don't know, like, I feel like sometimes in love or when we love people, you know, family or mate, we're crowded by that love. Like, it is good to feel love, do not get me wrong, but sometimes that love can overcloud your better judgment and hold on to things that are draining us, you know, no longer suitable for us. And so no matter what you're going through, we're about to get to taking some shit away. So let's get ready to burn it. And I'm pretty sure you can hear it burning. And this is the bay leaf. It is takeaway. And so we did get it burned. And I want to say, before we get into what burning that bay leaf actually is, I wanted to get into the card of the day, which is the Three of Wands in reverse. And when I say everything is everything, everything is everything. The card shows a woman holding a tree while standing, you know, close to the waters, watching it within toes reach, but she rather, you know, be safe than sorry. It's the feeling that you get from it. In this card, it means you're playing it safe, but limiting your growth and potential by doing so. So let me ask you, what's holding you back? It's time to fucking spread your wings and fly. Like, with the separation ritual I held, again, while the clip was playing, I've been holding in, like, 5 people's energy since last week. And, you know, with you souls included. So please know things that are no longer suitable for you will be taken away. What's about to happen next will happen for you and not to you. And when I put something in the universe, I call on the Most High first, my ancestors, the universe, the living spirit guides, and then I allow them to execute the mission. And I said all that to say, some people about to break up. Some people going to cheat just to break up. Motherfuckers about to start dragging your name because even family got to go. It's all about you, and it is okay to be selfish. And before I close out, the chakra of the week is self-confidence. So we will be working on the solar plexus this week. The card reads, I trust myself fully. I will not allow fear or doubt to hold me back from doing what I am here to do. I have confidence, belief, and convictions in my abilities and goals. I welcome questions by others as it gives me a chance to clarify my truth, ideals, philosophies. I trust in a higher power, and I am open to new challenges. You know, that is some of the things that Queen Rich and I have been saying all month. And again, as stated, everything is everything. I feel like everything resonated, you know, with this Motivational Monday today. Get rid of that laziness within you, surrounding you. Again, it's okay to be selfish. It's time to put ourselves first. And again, in love, I know love can be a beautiful thing, but sometimes love is not enough. And beautiful people, you know, it's definitely been a blessing. Don't want to drag y'all rising a little bit, you know, more than I have. So I am going to let you beautiful people go. I just hope everyone has a blessed back here Wednesday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Stay true to yourself and trust the process. And remember, faith makes it possible, not easy. I love you beautiful people. And until next time, continue to vibrate higher.
I could write it off, babe. You can make it all okay. I could say you're wrong. You can walk away. Was it something she said? Maybe something he did. I could play along, look the other way. If there's something, baby, you should let them all know. It's not giving in when you're letting go.